RadioInfluence.com.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. Numbers have been going up, so that's a good thing. People are listening. People are ready to be educated. And that's what this podcast is all about. I want to give much love to Trulieve, the only dispensary that I use. We did a show from there last week. You can go to WeBeam TV and you can actually watch that, the video, if you guys want to check that out. We're talking about a bunch of products and their uses. So you want to take advantage of that as well. But much love goes out to Trulieve. I was just there yesterday stocking up. And, you know, they just have the best selection out there and the best service as well. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. This can be a little bit of a different show. We actually had a show that was supposed to be taped yesterday, and we had a guest that we will get on eventually. His name is Bobby Tuna. And if you Google Bobby Tuna, he will come up. His real name is Robert Platshorn. And he's a guy that way back when got caught in the days in Miami when the cocaine cowboys were coming out and cocaine was big. You know, marijuana was big as well. And he was right in the midst of it, and really the first person to really get a big sentence from marijuana. And he actually got 64 years in jail for marijuana. So, you know, that's a nice sum, I would think. I think that's the largest sentence ever. And he actually spent 30 years in jail and was transporting stuff from South America to Miami with yachts, DC-3 airliners. So this was a big deal. And this dude was like a straight gangster. So I really was looking forward to interviewing him. But, you know, that fell through. We're gonna definitely get a chance to do it again. But reading his bio and some of the things that he does now, you know, you look at somebody who was arrested for marijuana 30-something years ago, you think they're just businessmen. Yeah, when he's a businessman, he's trying to make money, but now he's become a proponent for cannabis and a face of cannabis as well. And listen, that's something that maybe one day I become myself. You know, the Tampa Bay area is not exactly, we'll say, they're not the easy going people in the world, a little bit tight maybe. I don't know if the Tampa Bay area is ready to loosen up. I don't know if Florida's ready to loosen up. But, you know, this guy, Bobby Tuna, what he's doing now is he's going around and speaking in old folks' homes and letting them realize that Ambien and Lunesta and all those things, they ain't good for you. Did anybody see Tiger Woods when he was speaking on the road after he got pulled over? That was Ambien, okay? You listen to Roseanne, that's Ambien. Nobody talks like that, weeded out. They don't even talk. I mean, Ambien is bad for you in the long run. Lunesta, all that stuff, those pills are bad for you. We're talking about cannabis, which is naturally grown from the earth. And to me, it's a no-brainer. But this guy, Bobby Tuna, has really created a 501c3, the Silver Tour. And he's switched around his life, which is great. You know, I wanted to talk to him a little bit about what it was like in the pen. You know, if you're the man on the street with drugs, I was pretty sure you'd be treated pretty darn good in the pen. And they have a documentary out, which I haven't seen yet, which I'm going to think about watching today. It's called Square Grouper. And it's a documentary which is in line with the Cocaine Cowboys. And it was actually done, the documentary was done by the same person that did the Cocaine Cowboys. And another documentary, which I think is one of the best I've ever seen, and that was The U, which was a 30-30 for ESPN. So that's definitely a watch, something you have to watch. It's called Square Grouper, and it sounds like it's going to be interesting. Now, Bobby Tuna, I mean, he's a best-selling author. really a very intelligent person. He did stuff from selling ice cream to, you know, going to London and creating a dynamic reading institute, and just kind of blew my mind with some of the particulars of all the things that he was into. So one of these days, from Philadelphia, which makes a lot of sense, but one of these days we're going to get a chance to sit down and talk with him and pick his brain a little bit. Now, we're going to get a little bit more political now with all the crazy politics going on in our world. And for God's sakes, it's crazy. You know, we're going to get a little political because there's still a fight here in Florida to get what just makes sense, commonsensical sense, we'll say. This whole marijuana thing has been proven around the country to benefit communities, benefit states by the money it's bringing in. There's still some states battling it, and it's gonna happen, no doubt. But when you see conglomerates like Wrigley, names like Jimmy Buffett, and other names like that getting involved with cannabis, it's time to relax a little bit. It's kind of pull the reins back and just really release the stigma that we've all been holding on to forever. We're still holding on to it. There's university classes out there that are teaching how to make money through cannabis, okay? You can fight it if you want, but there's gonna be a lot of people in the next 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, make lots and lots of money through cannabis. There's no doubt about that. And if you wanna, it's not something you're just gonna jump into without knowledge, like everything else in the world. You know, for every a businessman with a lot of money, there's Joe Redner's out there who is passionate about it. There's John Morgan out there who, you know, when I brought John Morgan up to Joe Redner, he had a funny look on his face, like maybe that wasn't all about cannabis. There's business involved in it as well. We all know that. You know, sometimes when people are fighting for the right to do something, that's really fighting for the right to make a whole lot of money. And maybe that's where John Morgan's mind is. But hey, he's been fighting for us, with us. So I definitely can't knock him for that. But there's classes in universities teaching these kids. And this is something that everybody thought was a negative throughout our lifetime. You like to smoke weed? Oh, it's terrible. Now, all of a sudden, all these weedologists that have money are figuring out ways to make lots and lots and lots of money. So good for them. For those of you that have listened to this podcast before, you've heard me talk about Vivid Seats, and it's something you guys got to take advantage of. And they're really giving a lot of love to new customers and people that are purchasing for the first time. If you want to know what Vivid Seats is all about, they really give you a lot of love when it comes to anything live in stadiums, whether it's NFL games, NCAA games, concerts, anything that's live. You know, everything is better live. For instance, I'm going to Yuengling Center this Friday to go see a symphonic version of Prince. It's called For You. That's a situation where you can call Vivid Seats and see if they can help you out with that. Whether you're a USF fan, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of great seats and a lot of great events out there. We love to see things live. Vivid Seats, they offer great prices and an easy purchasing experience. It's really easy to get in there. It's really easy to maneuver. Use a podcast code INFLUENCE and listeners can receive 10% off their first purchase with Vivid Seats. Real easy. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Enter promo code INFLUENCE and receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. All Vivid Seat purchases, orders are backed by 100% guarantee. So take advantage. I always do. If you like live events, you got to take advantage of Vivid Seats. I do a show every morning with Slater on 102.5 The Bone. I also do a show Saturday and Sunday as well on 102.5. And we bring up a lot of different stories. And this one came up in I thought that it actually made a lot of sense for me because right away I thought about cannabis. As soon as I started reading this story, I went right to cannabis. Now, if you guys had a chance, I really like the show TMZ. TMZ comes up with a lot of stories. A lot of it's gossipy. A lot of it, you know, people chasing around people. I'm not a big fan of that, but the stories themselves come out and they're pretty much on top of this stuff. And the other day they had a 1 hour conversation with Kanye West, who, you know, Kanye West, as brilliant as he is, and he's brilliant musically, says some outlandish stuff. on the fence stuff. Maybe not even on the fence. He says some stuff that's downright ludicrous. He does. And most of the time I go, oh boy, you know, he's representing our people. Sometimes well, sometimes not so well. And he came out and he's always brought up stuff about slavery. And I really don't like people bringing up slavery in really any context. It's slavery, the Holocaust, 9/11. Just stay away from it because it's really hard. There shouldn't be two sides of these things, okay? So we shouldn't be bringing it up as defenses. But he actually said something, and actually it resonated with me. And he was talking to Harvey Levin, who's the main dude. And he was caught saying that they should abolish the 13th Amendment. And he really came back and said, I really meant amend, okay? And listen to what the 13th Amendment is all about. And right away I thought cannabis, immediately. This is what the 13th Amendment is about. No man is destined to slavery or involuntary servitude unless convicted of a crime. That's it. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. So you can't enslave anybody unless they mess up. Boy, right away my mind went to cannabis. When that amendment came about, right away they must have been thinking, how can we get them anyways? We've all heard there's 2 million African Americans in jails for nonviolent crimes. 2 million. African Americans have 3 times the chance of being arrested for marijuana than Caucasians or any other races. This is not nonsensical stuff now. This is real stuff. So once again, slavery's gone. Maybe this is a loophole, because when you're in jail, you're a slave. You're working for 8 cents a day. That makes you a slave, pretty much. And in 2018, I'm still hearing stories in states where it is legal. People are getting pulled over and arrested. It's like the cops hear it, but they don't give a shit. They really don't. And the statistics are 3 to 1 an African American has a better chance of being arrested for the same thing. I'm a great example, okay? I'm an African American. I drive a nice car. I'm very blessed. I drive a nice car. I get pulled over sometimes. I just do. And why? I can't answer that. Now, the thing is, the odds of you pulling over an African American with a nice car and it smelled like marijuana, the odds are pretty good. Cops are not dumb. They're not dumb. But this is my problem. Have you one time heard of a lawyer getting pulled over and their car smelling like weed? Have you one time heard of a judge getting pulled over and their car smelling like weed? I've actually never heard of a lawyer getting pulled over. Maybe one or two, and I'm thinking about it. It was attached to some other funky stuff, but you don't hear lawyers getting pulled over and getting DUIs. You really don't, for the most part. Athletes? Boy, this is how it starts. He had a headlight that was out. We pulled him over. And then we smelt the marijuana. Then we took, and then, you know, come on. Come on. But, you know, is it a reason to pull him over? It can be a reason. But marijuana is, the stigma is still there. And it's still there. When I talk about it to some people and I look in their eyes, I'm thinking, man, you guys are still prehistoric with your thoughts. You're still very prehistoric with your thoughts. And when we talk about Ambien and Lunesta and Xanax and Vicodin and Percocets and all those things that are really bad for you, documented, a lot of the people that are looking at you funny are on those, by the way. And they drink a shitload of alcohol, okay? And it's got to be to the point where you want to sit down intelligent people, because I know they're intelligent, but their intelligence is fighting against them. And it's to the point now in 2018 where anybody on the other side of this argument is starting to sound a little uneducated, because you're hearing people that their whole lives have fought against medical marijuana or whatever it may be. You're hearing them sway a little bit now. they're kind of swaying a little bit. Like, well, let me consider this. Let me look into this, because they're starting to sound dumb, and you don't want to sound uneducated amongst a bunch of educated people, and that's what it's turning into. So I don't know where this is going to go as far as Florida goes. We have people around us that are still fighting, and I don't think they're ever going to stop fighting. We have people around us that are ready to make a really, 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 really a bunch of money, like a lot of money. The numbers that you're hearing, you know, when we talk about TrueLeave, I mean, you can go to TrueLeave, TrueLeave will have a special and then run out. Okay, that's 16 dispensaries. They'll run out. They have 500,000 square feet of growing space and they're running out. You know, it's a tough thing. You can't just snap your fingers and create marijuana. From what I hear, the plant lasts once. Once you pick the buds, that's it. So that's a lot of growing and a lot of cycles to go through. But there's also a lot of money to be made there, that's for sure. And it's putting a lot of people in a good place. And since I've been doing this cannabis podcast, I've had people approach me and say, hey, man, my mother, she's coming off of chemo and she needs this. And send her to the doctor, have him over to TrueLeave, and have him do it the right way. I mean, why wouldn't you? Why do you want to do it illegally when you can do it the legal way and know what you're putting in your body and know the dosages? You'll know exactly what's right, wrong, indifferent. You got too little, too much, which strands work for you. And when you go in there, they're very knowledgeable and they'll point you in the right direction. So it's you have to be around it to understand it. And when you walk into TrueLeave for the first time, it feels like the first time you walked into your drug dealer's house, but you don't have the anxiety. You know, like, what you got? Oh, I got this, and I got this, and I got this. They have it too, but the anxiety's lifted because you're all doing it the right way and you're all doing it legally. So do yourself a favor and go contact TrueLeave and get that thing taken care of. Whatever it is for you, whether it's anxiety, pain, chronic pain, or all the above. All the above. I still hear people say, no, marijuana gives me anxiety. Well, the marijuana you smoked when you were 15 gave you anxiety, but that was dirt weed, okay? It was dirt weed, and they don't make that crap no more. The stuff they're making now are stuff that are made by scientists and by specific strands that are just for what your situation is. Whether it's pain, anxiety, insomnia, they're all different. Every single one of them is different. And the Lord put it here for you and me to take advantage. So take advantage of that. This is still a podcast about knowledge, and we're going to continue to do that. But I still have a hankering of doing a show, maybe a night show where I bring a couple people in and we bring a couple strands of something and smoke and talk about it. I think that would be interesting. So if anybody out there wants to be one of my guinea pigs, you can hit me up, email ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. If you have any questions about cannabis, if I don't have the answer, I'll try to get it for you. And I know my people at TrueLeave will have the answer for you for sure. I have two other podcasts, actually three others, Flavor in the Year. The Ian Beckles Show, Flavor of Tampa Bay, and also In the Trenches. So you want to check all those out at Radio Influence and all those different avenues. So I appreciate you guys listening in. I know you guys, if you're not about cannabis, you're curious about cannabis, and that's okay. And it's okay to be curious, all right? Because once again, we're doing it legally. Big ups to TrueLeave, and I hope you guys tune in again next week. I appreciate you guys. Everybody have a wonderful week. Stay safe, and go smoke something delicious. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit TrueLeave on Twitter at TrueLeave or TrueLeave.com. That's TrueLeave.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by TrueLeave on Radio Influence.
This is an MMA report with Jason Floyd, Quick Fix, on Radio Influence.
From a betting perspective, to me, this is kind of a very easy one to handicap. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, you either think Connor is going to get it done And so obviously it would be inside the distance, which you can get at a plus 175, or you can get him to win in the specific to the first round at plus 500, you know, risk 100, win 500. And the win by KO is plus 175. So plus 175 inside the distance or by KO and knockout, or I'm sorry, by in the first round, 5-1. Now, the normal price, you know, the regular straight price, right now most books are either minus 155 to minus 170 on Khabib. Connor, your best underdog odds, plus 150 at five dimes, others in the plus 30 to plus 140 range. So, but yeah, I mean, it's Khabib's fight. Once it gets, you know, 7 or 8 minutes deep, if Connor doesn't get him before then, conventional wisdom says Khabib's going to maul him with wrestling and superior cardio, grappling, et cetera. But Connor's better at stand up and could possibly do some Aldo treatment. Or get him early second. So I do think it's pretty easy to handicap. Now, what is a little difficult to predict, I think, is the way these odds are going to move between now and then. Most Conor fights, we've seen all the Irish people get to Vegas, and every single one of them got money from their cousin and their aunt and uncle, and their money, and they're betting so much on Conor that, you know, maybe the odds shift, and maybe Khabib's as cheap as minus 130 or minus 135 come Saturday. That would be interesting, because I would like Khabib once it drifts south of minus 140.
The MMA Report with Jason Floyd can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.